All right, so I'm on the line with Pirate, also known as Marty. It's about 6:25 on Monday, the 19th of October. It was a court day for you. Is that accurate?
Yes, it was. That is accurate.
And are you having a lot of fun in the courts? What's going on there?
What was going on is, what I thought was going on is that we were going to go in there and try to get all my charges, or both my charges, dropped.
Mm-hmm.
But then once court actually happened, or once we actually got there, he said that there's, like, you know, good chance we can get rid of the forgery.
Yeah, because it sounds like a bogus charge.
Yeah, but then the other one might have to make a plea for or a deal or whatever. And I just didn't understand why. And
that's what they do. Public defenders and DAs, that's what they want to do, so they can, rack it up.
Yeah, but, you know, like, and that's what we were going to do, I guess. But then, like, once I actually got into court and they started asking me all the questions like they're supposed to ask, like, do you understand this, and do you understand that, and blah, 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 and then I just couldn't hold back the fact that I did not understand.
Good for you, man. Good for you. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I'm not there. I'm not suffering the consequences, but, you know, yeah, I shouldn't be cheerleading you here.
I do appreciate it because, like, I don't want to lie, I don't feel like lying to the court or anybody is going to help. Create justice or whatever, you know?
Well, we all want to be... First of all, you're never going to get justice with truth or lies in the court. That's the problem.
That's what they ask for, or that's what they want. I don't know,
Yeah, I mean, see, the problem is you're in a rigged game there. They're there primarily to defend the institutions that they're working for, the DA, the public defender, the police. You know, what are they going to say? It was a bunch of horse shit that they arrested you, that they assaulted you, that they stole someone's vehicle. No, they don't want to say that. Come on, that undermines everything they're doing. You know, instead they may have to make it look like you're the bad guy. That's the whole point.
It undermines everything they're doing, but it doesn't undermine what they stand for, I think, you know?
No, I don't think they believe they stand for one thing, but they actually don't. It's a form of self-delusion. It's like the Catholic Church. I don't know if you're a Catholic or not. You know, they think they're doing a great thing when they torture people because they want to save their souls. Well, that's a bunch of horse shit. But they think they're doing a fine job. See, at least they did this well. I'm talking 500 years ago. You know, when the Catholic Church was doing this kind of shit.
Jesus and all that on the cross.
It wasn't just Jesus. It was they would torture you in order to get you to confess so that you could save your soul. You know, and even if you said things that weren't true, their big objective was they had their own positions to maintain. Well, tell me, how long did the court hearing last?
There was a lot of people before me, so it took a while to actually get to me. And then Ted was a little late because he was looking for the videos and stuff that I asked him to get for me from the other case and this one, sort of. And he couldn't find it, apparently, and he, was...
This is your public defender. What's his full name again?
Ted Manise.
Oh, the same guy that we've talked to before, right?
Yeah, the one you had
The one I had a difference of opinion with, or he had a difference of opinion with me, right? Well, he couldn't understand. Maybe you begin to see he isn't terribly. who knows? He's had a fucking month to get this shit to you, and he still hasn't done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he tried emailing it to me. Apparently, that didn't work. So then they tried doing a thumb drive, and then he misplaced the thumb drive.
I think you're too nice for this guy. It's your liberty that's on the line. See, that's the thing.
And,
and of course, I want to remind people who are listening to this who may not know, your name is Marty Mirabelle. You were essentially upset that there were police arrived to take away a friend's vehicle, which he lived in. This was Ben's vehicle. Ben later was a guy who was arrested for, I guess, maintaining his camp at the Lot 27, where Food Not Bombs was serving food until it was forced across the street, where it's now serving in Lot 22. You were originally charged with a whole bunch of stuff, because what happened was, according to the video that was taken by Keith McHenry and then put up on Facebook or on YouTube, I'm not sure which, there was a mass of somewhere between 8 and 12 cops who showed up to stop you from making a speech on top of the vehicle, or maybe to get you off the vehicle so they could tow it away. And they pulled you down, they slammed you into the ground or into the vehicle, I'm not sure which. Into the ground. You injured yourself. Did you get medical treatment for that?
No. I think I might have refused medical treatment because I don't know.
Yeah, you may not have been the best of, conscious one way or the other when you did. If you were, you might have even had a concussion. I don't know. Did you hit your head? Did they hit you?
The scrape on my head. I'm not sure how hard I actually hit it on the ground, but I did get a scrape on my head.
And so you're being charged. You're not being charged with any. Sorry.
It looked like they're choking. And from the video, it looked like they're choking me.
It looked to me like a huge overreaction by the number of police officers who showed up. It was kind of comical almost, except it was not funny if you are faced with with men and women with guns.
Yeah.
And an apparent willingness to use them. So this is is your second, third, fourth court appearance?
First one for the misdemeanors, I guess.
Well, how many times have you been to court on these cases?
Quite a few. I think I have all the cards with all my...
What's your guess? What's your estimate of the number of times you've been to court?
I don't know, like 5 or 6 maybe.
See, that's a huge amount of expense, all to save their face, is the way it looks to me, see?
Yeah.
Which
they're not really doing a good job of, I think.
Well, they don't care as long as... first they held you till what? Were you the last person on the... on the agenda, or were there people after you?
No. I think there's people after me.
Did you see anything interesting from the other cases that you think is worth mentioning that you saw happen in court?
Let's see. Well, the judge seemed pretty nice. Like, he was trying to, this one guy who's there for, a DUI or something. The judge was trying to stop him from, saying anything unnecessary in the court. Like, that might be incriminating to him that he should be talking to a lawyer about.
Mm-hmm. What was the judge's name?
Hold on. I actually wrote it down because lots of people asked that question. So I'm like, oh, I should probably...
Very good.
Learn or get that information next time.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Steph, Steve, I think Steven?
Stevens, yeah, well, I know there is a judge, Siegel?
Yeah.
Judge Siegel, there's also a Judge Siegel, yeah. Yeah, he used to be a good judge years ago. I've heard mixed reports since then. I don't know, can't say what the current... deal is. Did you have any friends supporting you in court? It's often good to bring someone along if you can. I know you did let me know, and I put out the word on the net. I didn't show up. I think I thought about you in the morning when I thought, who, me, go to court just for a... I guess you...
Well, they weren't really letting too many people in the court supporters into the court, just people with cases, because there weren't enough seats. But, I think after a point, I think because I was being sort of indecisive. I think Laura, the one of my supporters, you know her from last time.
Mm-hmm.
She, I think, ended up making it in there.
How many people came with you outside that had to wait outside?
like, I didn't know what was going on because Ted wasn't there, and I wasn't sure if one of the actual lawyers that were there were one of, like, maybe one of mine, and like...
How long did you wait before your case was called? And so,
wait a minute, because there was like a Cantonese defendant.
Really?
Yeah, she was. They were talking through Zoom. Her attorney was on a Zoom conference call thing.
Uh huh. So, did anyone was anyone other than Laura a supporter of yours? Did they show up, or just it was just Laura and you?
It was just Laura and me.
Huh. And you said at one said the point at which you were. Kind of, first you were coaxed into doing a plea deal, but then you sort of thought, not such a good idea?
Yeah.
And at what point did you come to that decision? I mean, where were you?
Like, I was already kind of with that decision when, like, I kind of agreed to take the plea or whatever. But, like, because, like, you know, like, if you were listening to me, and, like, watching me as I was, like, responding to them, you probably know that I was not positive about,
right, but at what point...
Agreeing with the plea.
I mean, they asked you... They ask you questions, are you doing this freely of your own account? Do you do this plea? Do you give up all rights? At what point, at what question did you say, hold it, I don't want to do this?
He was going on about like probations and stuff like that, and understanding. He's like making sure I understood that if I had any like probation or parole in other states and stuff like that, that I could be violating it. And I was like, because I'm already under like some sort of informal probation. Or at least I was. I'm not sure at this point. So that's one of the ones that started me thinking. I was like, well, and I already told Ted about that before we went in there, and he's like, oh, that's not an issue or something.
Did Ted assure you that you?
Sounds like an issue to me.
Yeah. Did he assure you that these charges were? His point was that the charges were going to be dropped.
That's what I thought. Like before going in there.
What led you to believe that before? And that it was it his suggestion or your own thought about it? What was your? How did you come to that conclusion?
I thought it was him saying like, okay, like we did this. Now let's go get those other two charges dropped.
And so,
and I was like, yeah, you know, that's what I thought we were doing.
And what was Ted's response when at the end of this hearing? What I mean, the ultimate result is you were given another court date.
Yeah. For some time to think about it.
And when is that court date?
It's on the voting day, November 3rd.
Okay, what time?
8:30.
What department?
2.
And what was Ted's reaction to all this when you talked to him afterward, or did he spend any time talking to you?
He didn't really talk to me, he just gave me, a card with the date and time. And
was he happy with your decision? Was he unhappy?
No, he didn't seem too happy about it. He seemed kind of frustrated about it. He didn't even want to talk to me afterwards. He just left.
Did he offer to give you the videos that he has promised you repeatedly?
He did before we went into court, you know.
But what about afterward? Did he make arrangements to get them to you?
Not yet. They might not be finished yet.
We're talking about 4 months after the event and a month after you requested them in the presence of myself and Laura. Am I accurate there?
Well, no, because he provided all that stuff. He did
provide all the videos, okay.
But, yeah, but then when we actually went to court after that...
You learned there were more videos.
There was more videos, so I wanted those videos and that evidence. And he prepared it for me, or he said he did.
And when was that? What was the time interval between that last court hearing and this one? More or less.
Well, I didn't really ask for it at that court hearing. I asked for it like a little, like maybe a week after that.
And so how long was between that time and this court hearing?
I think I've been saving all my cards for my court date. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd like to see that at some point.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know.
Was it a week? Was it a month? Was it a couple weeks?
Let's see. The last one was, the 23rd.
So the 23rd of September, now we're at the 19th of October, and so you said a week after that hearing, you asked for the new police videos.
Yeah, something like that. I think I have the text. I think I texted them about it, so I think I have the text actually with the actual date and time.
So it was likely 2 or 3 weeks before the court hearing.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I'm sorry, I don't, either he doesn't give a shit, or he's not competent in this regard, or he's not terribly interested, particularly afterwards, he made no attempt to clarify that he would do his due diligence and get that stuff to you, right?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe he's got too much stuff going on.
Yeah, well, he's such a busy guy. Well, maybe he should then turn it over to somebody who's got the time for you.
Maybe.
Anyway, that's my view. You're much more forgiving of these people than I am. Have you anything else happened? I guess outside all this stupid court shit that we should know about in terms of anything you've seen on the streets. We did talk on Friday when you and I went to this meeting that Emmy should set up regarding dealing with the potential sweeps coming up, or what can be done to better relations between the homeless and the community, or how can we volunteer to help Brent Adams more, or whatever the... it turned into an unusual thing, which I wasn't too happy with. But
I sort of bowed out a little bit because Ben was there, and we hadn't seen each other in a little while, so we were catching up. So I missed a lot of what actually was going on during that time.
Yeah. Has anything happened in the last 3 days before, over the weekend, of any note that you think we should know about?
No, bad interactions with police. I just one today that wasn't really bad. He's just apparently this cop, one of the police were, or more than one of the police, but one stopped because he knew me and asked me if I had seen anybody speeding through the area because they had just stolen a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, it was fine. He just took off and kept on his search for the stolen vehicle on the run.
You've been sleeping generally on the beaches, or do you wish to keep your location a secret? Or
We can just leave it to the beaches.
Okay. I'm going to kind of end the interview and have a couple of other things I want to talk to you about. Anything you want to add before I stop the recording?
Any support or I'm thinking about calling the ACLU and telling them about my court case and getting their opinions and stuff like that. Does anybody else maybe you could suggest, anybody could suggest or maybe even provide for me, anybody that would like to help me with the case, that would be great,
Do you want to leave a contact number information, or should people just call me and I'll call you?
I could leave my contact information if that would help.
If you'd like, yeah.
Yeah, well, my email is my full name, it's Marty Mirabal Jr. @gmail.com, so MartyMirabalJr. @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone number is 831-325-7514.
Okie doke. All right, so I'm going to, anything else you want to say?
That I can think of besides, thank you, Rob, for everything that you've done for me and that you do.
I wish it were something. It's mostly, you're doing it for me. You're giving me the news of...
I think it's something.
Well, I appreciate that. Okay.